The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM. The Answer.
All right, everybody. Hour number three on this Monday, the 15th day of April. Why don't you, here in this 9 o'clock hour, as I give you some of the audio of Trump arriving at his hush money trial in New York City, getting into some of the ins and outs, the Q's and A's about that, pretty well take your pick. What do you want America to do now that Israel is under attack? How do you think these Trump trials are going to go? What effect will those have on the political landscape? In just a little bit here, I'll tell you about the Ken Paxton lawsuit against Harris County down in Houston. That's just it's vote buying. It's bribery. You'll hear the term a lot, and believe you me, that maybe with a Republican mayor, we'll be able to fend off this nonsense, a freshly converted Republican mayor in Eric Johnson in Dallas. But you'll hear the term universal basic income, which when you hear that, the supposition is, hey, folks need a certain baseline of money in order to get by. I don't disagree with that. Whose job is it to get that money? It's yours. Do we have welfare and social programs for folks so that they and the kids don't starve? Sure we do. But generally speaking, show me these folks who are going to be signing up for universal basic income, and all it does is free up money, you know, for the tat parlor, you know, or the liquor store, or the weed dealer, or the cable bill. So just enough, enough, enough. And Ken Paxton's point is, it's not only is it a terrible idea, it's illegal. And on Inside Texas Politics on Channel 8, my buddy Jason Whiteley welcomed former state rep and now Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis, who just thinks it's the greatest idea in the world. Shocker. So all this and more in the midst, and if there's anything else off the week, Scotty Scheffler wins the Masters, Texas convert, big old boy, just burning through the Masters competition. Fantastic work there. Stars and Mavs gearing up for the playoffs, so that'll be fun as we work our way through through April and May and the springtime of those playoff series. Rangers struggled against the Astros, but seasons long. We're like a tenth of the way through with the season. 866-660-5759. 866-660-5759. Let me answer a key question, and then Trump audio in the courthouse as he walked in. How in the world did Alvin Bragg turned this into a felony? Charges of, you know, these arcane charges of falsifying business records, these are misdemeanors in New York. Prosecutors are teeing up a case that Trump falsified business records to cover another crime, which would make it a felony. Legal experts have said that the prosecutors will say that what Trump was trying to do is conceal campaign finance crimes. Really? What? What campaign finance crimes? Prosecutors are involved in something called bootstrapping, which is where, you know, you've heard of pulling something up by the bootstraps. This is attaching a bootstrap to a misdemeanor and lofting it up into a felony offense. So the Justice Department in 2019 wrapped up its investigation into Trump's payments. In 2021, the Federal Elections Commission, the agency dedicated to enforcing campaign finance laws, announced that they've dropped the case, looking into whether Trump violated any election laws for these non-disclosure agreement payments to Stormy Daniels. This is all just a scam. Trump knows it, talked about it on his way into the courthouse. I think the first thing you'll hear him say as he walks up to the microphones, it's not like a bank of microphones right in front of his face, so there's a little bit of distance here, but I'll translate if need be. Something like, this is an assault on America.
This is an assault on America.
Yep, there we go.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case. And they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case. This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
Honor. Interesting. He's obviously, this is just one long complaint of this shouldn't be happening. So how in the world and why should he be honored to be there? Think about it. It is so that light can be shown on the insanity that is underway. Because every single day that he garners benefit from these court cases, and he does, and he will continue to, is an underscore to the point he has made all along that the swamp is after him, that his political tormentors are after him, that they will stop at nothing. Now, it's interesting because there is, to whatever extent any of this ever works in Trump world, a gag order. He's had much to say about Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan. He has served on the New York Supreme Court since 2009, overseeing felony criminal cases. He was an assistant DA in Manhattan. And Trump has just railed against him on Truth Social. He called on him to recuse himself. Juan Merchan's daughter, now we have a country and you have free speech and you can do whatever you want, but are the optics troubling if Juan Merchan's daughter is a Democrat political consultant who has expressed extensive online hatred for Trump? I don't know. Might be. So today is, as you've heard, I'm sure, jury selection. How will that go? So there is a large group of potential jurors who will gather in the courtroom this week, and they'll be presented with an overview of the case and asked, and just imagine this question coming to you in any case, really, but in this case in particular. They will be asked, can you serve in a fair and impartial manner? Do you think that a lot of people, even those who hate Trump's guts, will say, oh, yeah, absolutely? Or will they have a sense of duty that says, you know, let me look in the mirror. I hate the guy, so maybe not. I would actually have some gratitude for the Trump-hating juror who speaks truth about that and says, you know, wow, I've kind of made up my mind. I think the guy's the devil. So, no, I will not be able to serve in an impartial manner. Well, back to your life, Hugo. Those who show they cannot be impartial will be dismissed. Then you go with who's left. How many people will that be? It's Manhattan. Who in the world is going to be impartial on the island of Manhattan? I mean, I know there's millions of people on the island of Manhattan, so even if you got 0.0001%, that's still enough to fill the jury box. Then they will be asked a series of 42 questions. Would you like to know what some of the questions are? Here we go. Do you have any political, moral, intellectual, or religious beliefs or opinions which might prevent you from following the court's instructions on the law or which might slant your approach to this case? Let's examine both sides of the coin on this. I've talked about the Trump-hating juror looking hard in the mirror and saying, I can't be fair and impartial. What about somebody who just loves the guy? The MAGA hat-wearing Trump fan who cannot wait for him to place his hand on the Bible on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2025, and make everyone cry again. Could that person be fair and impartial? I'd like to think so, but that would involve some introspection as well. By the way, somebody with a very low opinion of Trump is it possible that you could have an impartial juror who just doesn't like the guy? Yes. It's asking a lot. It's really asking a lot. Is it possible? I guess fundamentally it is. All right, here we go. Have you read or listened to audio of, and then it provides a big list of books or podcasts by Michael Cohen and Mark Pomerantz, presuming that if you're loading up on certain ideologically charged books or podcasts, then that might be. What if people are just well-read? What if there's somebody just like, I read a lot of everything by everybody. I read stuff by people I agree with. I read stuff by people I disagree with. Helps me know what everybody's thinking. But, have you ever, I love this, have you ever considered yourself a supporter of or belonged to any of the following? QAnon, the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Boogaloo. The heck is Boogaloo? Do you currently follow Donald Trump on any social media site, or have you done so in the past? What would that necessarily say? I don't think that should be disqualifying. I follow a lot of people who I think are crazy. Me following somebody doesn't mean I necessarily agree with them. Do you, here's a golden one. Do you have any feelings or opinions about how Mr. Trump is being treated in this case? So those are just some of the questions that will be asked to the people who survive the first wave of jury sifting, in which they'll just get rid of the people who just telegraph in large letters that they cannot be fair or impartial. And it'll continue to get 12 jurors and a handful of alternates. All right, 919, more next. Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer.
I heard you bragging about the boys you took. Are you a victim or a small-time crook?
Little Jayhawks from Sound of Lies. It's up to you.
You know it's up to you.
925-866-660-5759.
You're no princess, you're a prima.
So right after President Trump had his This Is an Attack on America remarks there in the courthouse going in, they had a little bit of a roundtable on Fox about what in the world this is all about. And I found a part worth sharing, because I mentioned in the questions to the jurors, they asked, has anybody been reading books or podcasts by Michael Cohen or Mark Pomerantz? And you might have been thinking, oh, I know who the Cohen guy is, but who is this Mark Pomerantz? Carrie Urban is a Fox legal analyst person, and she described the role that Pomerantz played in writing a book that was part of a book, mind you, that was part of the pressure placed on Bragg to bring the case.
He was under an enormous public pressure campaign by someone who worked in that office, who wrote a book about the case as the case was ongoing. That is mind-boggling to me.
Poznanski?
Yes, yeah.
Close.
Pomerantz.
I apologize to Poznanski. Continue.
Pomerantz. And it shocks the conscience as a lawyer to write a book about an ongoing case, include facts, and that was part of a pressure campaign on Bragg to reopen it, to just basically force the issue and get it out there.
Jonna, will the judge at all be watching President Trump's comments in and out of the courtroom?
Because, again, there is a supposed gag order. Supposed.
Matter.
Oh, I'm sure, because he's going to want to, you know, level another gag order if he can. This is the worst.
This is Joanna Spillbor, who is a criminal defense attorney.
Possible judge that could ever be presiding over this case. He should have recused himself, let alone really, because the appearance of impropriety, given his connection to his daughter, obviously, but his daughter's connection.
The daughter is, again, a mouthy Democrat political activist. And by the way, she gets to be a mouthy political activist. It's a free country. But what in the world? Imagine if you're on trial and the judge has a family member just seething with hatred for you. That give you the warm fuzzies.
The whole Democratic Party and Joe Biden and Kamala, it's mind-boggling. He should have run away from this case and said, I don't want anything to do with it. I respect my robe too much. But this man is going to be probably the main reason, the gatekeeper of the objections, the evidence, the everything, the voir dire. He's going to be the reason why Donald Trump loses a case that he should win.
Well, Andrew told us 2 weeks ago, it's not like he can't find another judge. There are more judges in New York, right, Andrew?
That's right. There's so many judges in New York, obviously.
No, excuse me.
And
not
so
Andy
for
McCarthy,
this connection to his daughter, as well as other issues
Chernansky,
with
former federal
past
prosecutor.
Cases, actually sitting on Trump's civil case. I mean, these are real issues that affect the overall fairness of the system. Now, the defense attorneys need to be more likable in that courtroom. They need to be more likable than the judge, more likable than the prosecutors, and they need to have that connection with the jury that the judge and let the judge seem biased, let the prosecutor seem biased. It's the defense attorneys who need to put on the show.
Well, again, so likable, if you find yourself asking likable to whom, and the answer, of course, is the jury. Because if the judge, if Judge Juan Mershon seems like he just has it in for Trump, if the prosecution team just seems like they have it in for Trump, a jury that has been supposedly put through some type of ringer in order to discern in them some type of even-handedness, they could be, I don't say swayed. Well, yeah, swayed, I guess, is the word. They could be open to an approach by a likable, and what a hard, it's a term that's easy to, hard to define and easy to recognize. A likable defense team that just says, look what we're up against here. You know, and not only is our defendant not guilty of the specific things that have been laid out again, but there's just, there's the smell of a vendetta in the room. And the stench of that vendetta will reach up into the rafters, every corner of that courtroom. How is this going to go? 866-660-5759. Mark Davis, 930 into the newsroom we go. And here is Nikki Whaley.
Breaking news, stimulating talk. This is 660 AM, The Answer.
Mostly cloudy skies, 60 degrees. I'm Nikki Whaley. Today is tax day, which means that panic is setting in for many procrastinators. Experts say if you're running out of time, the IRS will throw you a lifeline.
As of the 15th at midnight, you have to do one of two things. You have to file your federal income tax return under the law or request, and it's a little ironic, that it's called an automatic extension of time to file.
That's Mark Stubber with Jackson Hewitt Tax Services. He says the extension gives you until the middle of October to get their forms in and avoid costly penalties. But there is one catch. He says an extension to file is not an extension to pay, and you could have to set up a payment plan. Stubber says filing anything by midnight tonight, your taxes without a payment included or an extension, is better than doing nothing. He adds tax services like Jackson Hewitt are working overtime and will not close until the last customer is helped. Mostly cloudy, a high of 80 with some gusty winds up to 25 miles per hour. It's currently 60 degrees. Now you know what's going on. I'm Nikki Whaley on 660 AM, The Answer.
Traffic Watch.
75 southbound at Beltline, an accident has an HOV and two left lanes blocked off. 20-minute delays as your stop and go back from Renner. On 30 going westbound between Jim Miller and 75, 15-minute delays as traffic is going to be stop and go. 635 westbound between Jupiter and Abrams, it's about a 5-minute delay, as well as northbound between 30 and Jupiter, of 7 to 10-minute slowdown. In Denton County on 35 southbound as you're approaching Elm Street, we have reports of a wreck causing some minor delays. Now you know what's going on. I'm Warren Shore, 660 AM The Answer, Traffic Watch.
Hey, it's Mark Davis. I've been telling you for a long time about the wisdom of getting with my friends at Honeybee Tax Planning to let them reduce the sting of the IRS in your life. Well, as April 15th approaches, passes, is this something you can still do? Of course it is. Honeybee is ready to handle your tax situation, no matter what the calendar says. We might be into the world of extensions for you, but that's pretty common in the world of complicated tax situations. And if you have a complicated tax situation, you particularly need the expertise of Honeybee Tax Planning. You have portfolio assets, employee stock options where you've just become vested. Did you just sell a ranch or a house or a business? Do not walk into the IRS alone. You need the help of Honeybee Tax Planning. Go to honeybeetax.com. Offices near you in Dallas and Fort Worth, but these days so much is done via phone, Zoom, digital upload. Let's get the IRS out of your life as best we can with Honeybee Tax Planning. Honeybee Tax.com. Get with them today and breathe easier. HoneybeeTax.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5515. Or reserve online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Time to find a contractor. Time to go to TheGoodContractorsList.com. TheGoodContractorsList.com is a place where the contractors are examined and vetted and screened, and the ones who pass the rigorous Q&A wind up on the list. And they're asked all kinds of things like how long y'all been around, what are your business practices, quality of workmanship, everybody seem to be happy that works with you. And if all those answers come back good, then boom, they wind up on the list, thegoodcontractorslist.com. Free for you to find at that website, thegoodcontractorslist.com, where you hop on, enter your zip code, kind of work you need done, and boop, bunch of contractors you can deal with and proceed with confidence, especially since they've got $10,000 of just a backstop of a peace of mind money just sitting there for them to get personally involved if anything ever goes sideways with any job that you secure through thegoodcontractorslist.com. So make that your first destination when it's time for some big old job around the house you ain't doing. Thegoodcontractorslist.com. Thegoodcontractorslist.com.
This is 660 AM, The Answer.
Are you breathing what I'm breathing? Are your wishes the same as mine?
Little Katie Lang.
Are you needing
from Invincible Summer?
I'm needing, I'm waiting.
The Consequences of Falling. All right, so speaking of consequences, there is some consequence, one would think, that awaits the so-called Republicans that cannot get over themselves, pull their heads out, whatever imagery you like to envision, and get behind Trump. The primaries are over. If you are a Pence person or a Nikki Haley person or a whoever person, that's over now. And if you have a shred of Republican DNA in you, then job one is clear, and that is to get over yourself and back Trump without reservation, because that strand of Republican DNA, even something that slight, should inform you that 4 more years of Biden is something that is completely unacceptable. Now, I've given that speech 143 times. So as I told Mike this morning, there are two kinds of Trump-resistant Republicans, those who get over it and those who don't. One who's gotten over it, to his credit, is the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, who spent a lot of time during the primaries talking about how he did not want Trump to be the nominee. But now that he is obviously going to be, to his credit, he says, well, I'm going to back him now, which makes George Stephanopoulos's head explode, and various other folks in the media culture that loves, I mean, loves having these Trump-hating Republicans on, because that way they could say, look, we had a Republican on. Look, we have Republicans on all the time, they would say on their Sunday morning guest lists. But they tend to heavily favor either backbenchers you've never heard of or squishes or people who are outright Trump hostile. So I don't know if they knew this was coming when they booked Chris Sununu, but Stephanopoulos just can't believe it. And I can believe it, but as harsh as Governor Sununu in New Hampshire was about Trump, and this is a journey he's had to make, and I congratulate him for making it. This may be Sununu's last visit this election season. I'm only half kidding on this, because once you've decided that you are going to support Trump, you become way less desirable as a Sunday morning guest on ABC.
Will your support for Donald Trump continue even if he's convicted in Manhattan?
Yeah, this trial is not going to have major political ramifications that a lot of people, I think it may have. When it comes to these issues, people see it more as reality TV at this point. They really do. And so, whether it's a conviction or what that conviction looks like, a lot of folks, they conflate all four of these different trials that he's in. I don't think it's good that he's going to be in the court, have to be in there probably 3 days a week, for a number of weeks. That takes him off the campaign trail. He'll probably go back on the campaign trail and almost like rehash what's going on. He'll try to victimize it, and that has worked for him, right? I mean, this has been going on for over a year, and his poll numbers never seem to go down because of the issue.
Well, yeah, you're going to politics, though. I'm asking you about right and wrong. You think it...
I'm asking you about right and wrong. Do you know the mirror to Stephanopoulos' soul that places? Because the obvious supposition of the question is that it is wrong. Objectively, steadfastly wrong to support Trump in view of all of these legal obstacles. And here it is in a nutshell. Here's what these people cannot get. They feel that as Republicans, as conservatives, we're supposed to take a look at Trump's various foibles or flaws or missteps or sins, real or imagined, and we are supposed to suddenly say, you know, in view of those things, 4 more years of Biden is okay. No conservative will ever say that. That means Trump support is a political and practical and, yes, moral necessity. Again, if one believes that one is conservative.
You're comfortable with the idea of supporting someone who's convicted of a federal crime as president?
No. I don't think any American is comfortable with any of this. They don't like any of this, of course. But, I mean, when it comes to actually looking at each of these trials, as they kind of take place, whether it's this year or next year, as they kind of line up, the right now this is about an election. Right. This is about politics. That's what people are judging this on. And the ultimate decision will be in November to see where people are. But for months and even over a year, we've heard that these are the things that are going to bring Donald Trump down. It's not. And to think that the American public is going to be massively swayed by this politically or otherwise, that's not going to happen.
But I'm asking you're going to be swayed.
Got to say, I've rarely been as big a fan of Governor Sununu as I am right here.
Yeah. You're a governor. No. You're an elected official. I'm asking whether you're going to be swayed by it.
Yeah.
Apparently not, George.
Nobody should be shocked that the Republican governor is supporting the Republican president. You know what the real story is? The average American that has gone from Biden back to Trump. The average American that is feeling inflation and all these other issues that says, look, through all this, whether there's a conviction or not, we want a culture change in Washington, D.C., and will continue to support the former President Trump. That's the real story, right?
This is the sound of enlightenment. This is the sound of progress. This is the sound of someone with the wisdom, and God bless Governor Sununu for this, the wisdom to say, you know what? The time for my beefing and belly aching is over. I wanted somebody else, but now it is binary. It's either Trump or Biden. What a great quote. It should not come to the surprise of anyone that the Republican governor is going to support the Republican nominee.
That Trump is leading in the polls across America in a lot of these different polls. So no one should be surprised by my support. I think the real discussion is, America's moving away from Biden. That's how bad Biden has become as president. There's just no doubt about it.
It's just, I was watching this on Sunday morning, and I'm like, my chickens are so challenge or something. Is there something wrong with the TV glass? Is that they all of a sudden, is it no longer, have they replaced Chris Sununu with Ted Cruz? Nope, but I tell you what, the reason I dwell on moments like this is these moments are necessary if we're going to win. And you will hear me say two things at the same time. Number one, the number of people who cannot get over themselves, the number of people who cannot pull their heads out and realize that Trump support is their only choice if they are a conservative or pretend to be a Republican, that is a small number. But in close elections, small numbers, shifting small numbers of voters can mean a lot. You know, you take a look at a Pennsylvania, you take a look at an Arizona, you take a look at a Nevada, you take a look at, you know, various states that could be razor-thin margins. Every single moment of enlightenment that we can secure is golden.
Right? You can't ignore inflation. You can't ignore the border and say that these issues in the courthouse are going to be the one thing that brings Biden back into office. It's not going to happen that way.
As you mentioned, this is only one of several indictments.
Back to the index card.
President is facing perhaps the most consequential one, of course, related to January 6th. Right after that January 6th attack, I'm going to put this up on the screen. You said,
there we go. But again, this is the journey. This is enlightenment. However, it's instructive.
It is clear that President Trump's rhetoric and actions contributed to the insurrection. The domestic terrorists who attacked the United States Capitol must be held accountable and prosecuted. Do you stand by that statement?
100%. Of course, they have to be prosecuted, and they are being prosecuted. That's good. I think his actions absolutely contributed to that. There's no question about that.
Contributed precisely to what? Because this is the one thing that the January 6th, the January 6th obsessive mindset cannot get past. And that is that a bunch of people were at the Capitol on January 6th, very upset that a flawed election was about to be rubber stamped. A small fraction of them, and a small fraction of a huge crowd is still a lot of people, rioted. That's bad. So it is a very simple logical flaw to say that if Trump energized the crowd of protesters, which he did, that somehow means that he is responsible for what the unhinged portion of that crowd did. That's just a logical flaw.
The election denialism of 2020, nobody wants to be talking about that in 2024. I think all of that was absolutely terrible. But what people are going to be voting for, the reason I'm supporting not just the president, but a Republican administration. That's what this is. They want a culture change in Washington. All the rules and policies that pound down on the American people, all the wokeness, right? The fact that folks in Washington, liberal elites in Washington, want to stand on the shoulders of hardworking American families that built this country, defended this country, and tell them how to live their lives. They're angry. They're upset. That's the culture change that people want to see. People are upset by January 6th. They're upset by the election denial. They have every right to be. I am. But at the end of the day, they need a culture change to get America back on track.
So, but wait.
This was so awesome. This was so awesome. Enjoy. I may or may not be kidding about this. Chris Sununu's last appearance with Stephanopoulos. So enjoy every second.
Right there. Your words were very, very clear on January 11th, 2021. You said that President Trump's rhetoric and actions contributed to the insurrection. No other president in American history has contributed to an insurrection. So please explain, given the fact that you believe he contributed to an insurrection, how you can say we should have him back in the Oval Office.
Two words, Joe Biden.
It's not, because for me, it's not about him as much as it is having a Republican administration, Republican secretaries, Republican rules, a sense where states' rights comes first, individual rights comes first, parents' rights comes first. We're going to have a pro-business economy. We're not going to have a cancel culture that has really infiltrated all across America. It's not about Trump with me. It's about bringing those more.
But he will be the president.
Right? I'm the governor of the Live Free or Die State, bringing that mentality back.
That doesn't make any sense to me, Governor.
All kinds of things don't make sense to George. Make him cry again on November 5th. Make him cry again.
Sorry, you're saying it's not about Trump. You're saying he would be the president. And you've said he's someone who's contributed to an insurrection.
I understand it doesn't make sense to you, George, but look at the polls. What you're telling me is you don't understand why 51% of this country is supporting Donald Trump. They're not crazy. They're not MAGA conservatives. They're not extremists. They want culture change. So,
Governor, I'm not talking about polls. I'm asking you a very simple question.
And he's answered it very simply multiple times.
You believe Donald Trump contributed to an insurrection. That's correct, right?
I stand by the statement.
You stand by the statement that he contributed
to
an insurrection.
You
believe that a president who contributed to an insurrection should be president again?
As does 51% of America, George. I mean, really, I understand you're part of the media. I understand you're in this New York City bubble or whatever it is. But you got to look around what's happening across this country. It's not about just supporting Trump. It's getting rid of what we have today. It's about understanding inflation is crushing families. It's understanding that this border issue is not a Texas issue. It's a 50-state issue, right, that has to be brought under control. It's about that type of elitism that the average American is just sick and tired of. And it's a culture change. That's what I'm supporting. That's what most of America right now is looking to support and wants to change there. So, again, I know you're shocked that the Republican governor is supporting a Republican president and a Republican ticket, but it's about the ticket. It's about up and down the ballot, right? I want Republican governors and senators and congressmen and that type of culture, if you will. I keep going back to that because that's exactly what it is. That's the change America is looking for.
Look what happens. Look what happens when you purge the Trump hatred from your brain. This is so golden. In Chris Sununu, when he was steeped in Trump hatred, he didn't make any sense, seemed conflicted. He knew full well that on the rapid ascendancy was a president who would give him everything he wants as a conservative to the extent that he is one, which he mostly is. But then when you free yourself from that, when you unshackle yourself from the TDS, the Trump derangement syndrome, look how glorious a spokesperson you become for Republican Americans, for conservative Americans, for a lot of people. By the way, that's exactly how Trump wins, with a coalition between people who love him, specifically want him back, want to see exactly the same people cry again, and also some people who may be, 50-50 on him, but they know the economy was better, our borders were better, and the world was safer when he was president. That's the ingredients of victory. 9:50. I love these boys. My dorm room walls shook with the sounds of UFO. From the album Lights Out, Too Hot to Handle. All together now. Phil Mogg out front. He is 76 today. So the boys of UFO will take us out for producer Ron DeKay Moreland on the Twitter, the X at producer Ron DeKay, RONDA capital K. Thank you, Mr. Matt, for the technical guru skills. Thank you, Nikki Whaley, for news excellence. I'm Mark Davis. God bless our country, our troops, our families. Mike Gallagher is back, and he is next. Have a great day. See you tomorrow for the Tuesday show right here on 660 AM The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.